I think it's very instructive for all of you to take a look, if you can, maybe over the summer. It's always good to study the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam organizes everything so magnificently for us. So, in the Lo Sa'aseh side, the Rambam presents the 51 Nisurim, the first 51 of 365 that really have to do with Avodah Zarah, and which really the impression that you have from the Sefer HaMitzvos very strongly is the notion of Gzera Darais and Avodah Zarah. And that's going to be a controlling theme in terms of Elohei Ma'aseicha Lo Sa'asalach. The Bali Atosis already pick up on this, is how much is our concern really the question of a person using these objects for Avodah Zarah, and how much is our concern, right, simply producing these objects. And so I thought it would be helpful in terms of introducing the daf to show you some of the Lashonos and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, because the Rambam was, I think, very keenly aware of this topic. So let me just, show you what the Rambam does here at the beginning. And again, Elohei Ma'aseicha Lo Sa'asalach is very prominently featured. So just let me know, guys, if you can. Can everybody see what I'm looking at here? Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh Aleph? Okay. So obviously, the Rambam on the Aseh side has Mitzvos Amuna B'Hashem, or Mitzvos Yediyas Hashem, and there's Yichud Hashem, Abbas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avodas Hashem. The Ramban thought the Rambam missed a couple really important points at the beginning of Shichchas Hashem. So the Rambam first speaks in terms of belief, obviously. Belief is an antecedent to any untoward action. So Hishas Yirani Mehamin Be'alachar Zulaso. And he's Yirani Me'asos Avodas Aralavod. Vein Mechilik Ben Shasa Be'ado Ben Shiyitzav Elaso. So it really doesn't matter whether you're the one to do it or you ask another person to do it. Etc. The production of Avodah Zarah. Gimel. Right, when it's not for you. Even if it was for outside of our fraternity. And here the Rambam is a little bit marich, something by the standards of the Sefer Mitzvah, Lashon Sifrei, Lo Sasa. Afilu liacherim, misham nemar osa vodazar laatzma over mishum shnei lavin, rutsalomar shover al asosa biado. Right, that's just what we spoke about. Lo sasa lecha fesel vechol tmuna. Veafilu asa lezulaso, basher hizvar bezosa mitzvah hashlishis. In addition, Elohei ma'aseicha lo sasa lach. So if again, you make it for yourself, you trigger lo sasa lecha fesel. And you have, again, two different sets of Malkos, one for the production of the Avodah Zarah, and one for the retention of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Rambam says, Asos Avodah Zarah luzulasenu is a different shame iser than making it for yourself or having it made for you. The latter being lo sasa lecha fesel, lecha, and production of Avodah Zarah per se, even if it's for somebody else, Elohei ma'aseicha lo sasa lach. In mitzvah dalah, just to give you guys a little bit of a broader perspective here, sheiz yiranu mi'aso tsuros ba'alechayim mi'o'etzim avanim matchos v'zulasa ma'avavish lo yasu lehei aved. So not to produce tzuros. So there's no question that you would characterize this lav, again, building off of lo yelocha, right, having false ideologies, and then having Avodah Zarah produced either for you or by you, / for you, lo sasa lecha fesel, then production of Avodah Zarah per se, Elohei ma'aseicha lo sasa lach. So contra those three yisurim, lo sasuni ti elohe chasev elohe zahav lo sasun lachem. The Rambam clearly delineates this as a. All of those are intrinsically problematic. How does the Rambam conceptualize this? Lo sasuni ti elohe chasev elohe zahav. What word did he use? Was he picked up on it? You're just making them because you think that they're beautiful, Lenoi. But the Rambam referred to it as a. Let me show you the screen again. Are you guys able to see my cursor?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Gzeira del Reis, okay? V'zehar chok, I mean, aso satsiros klal, k'dei shalo yachshav emach shiachshav ha-sechlem of devar azar. I'll just point out to you guys, Eitan, you know, you pay attention to that. You know, you would think that the Rambam would say Gzeira Daraisa, you would come to worship these things. But the Rambam Lashitasa is always more concerned about what we think. So the Yachshivu, that we shouldn't attribute to these things any importance. Okay, so this is really going to frame our discussion tonight about the Tzuros of Rur and Liel, is how much do we think that there's a Chashash of Odezara, and how much do we think about these things at the Mishor, at the level of Gzeira Daraisa. And again, if you go through, and I think it's a very worthy exercise, you know, one late night in Moresh HaKolel, or you know, wherever you guys are going to be, just to go through the 51 and just make a chart, or make like little notes in your, you know, in the margins, Gzeira Daraisa, you'll see that many, many, many of them are. It's very important to have that understanding. Okay, so Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudash V'chol Am Onin Acharav Mekudash Mekudash Ben Shenira Bismano Ben Shalunira Bismano Mekachino. So Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok Omer Lonira Bismano, which is what would be the 30th day, it ended up being the previous month, would be Chaser En Mekachino Soshakar Kitshuhu Shamayim. Very beautiful expression, Kitshuhu Shamayim. Very parallel idea to what we're talking about in terms of Shvius. Ilan, what do I mean by that? How do you see Kvar Kut Kitshuhu Shamayim as kind of parallel? In terms of Shvius, we were discussing the idea about Shvius in this week's
parasha.
Right, exactly. It's a question of whether you have to actually do it or Kadosh Baruch Hu is mafkir it for you. So you have a machlokes tatanayim here that you know you always have to be mekadesh or Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok saying if it's going to be a chodesh meubar, so the previous month that is, you don't have to be mekadesh new month. So Rosh Beis Din Minani Milan Reb Chia Bar. Gam the Rabbi Yosi ben Shalom Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Amar Krav Aydab Rabbi Moshe Smodei Hashem Mikan Sherosh Bezdin Omer Mekudash. So amongst many other things, you know, Vahi Vishurin Melech Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech Moshe Rabbeinu was Misharis Kikoin Bishavasi Meyamiluim is Moshe Rabbeinu the Keser Torah. Amongst many other things, you know, when we discussed when we learned Sanhedrin together, we spent almost the whole year talking about this idea. Moshe b'makom shivim ve'achad kai. Moshe Rabbeinu is the paragon for the Sanhedrin. So here you have a Yidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. So the Rosh Bezdin is going to say Mekudash. V'chol am onin acharav Mekudash Mekudash. V'nolun arapapa mekra. Asher tikru osam kari be'yatem. That you should declare it. Call and response. Mekudash Mekudash Mekudash. V'nachri yitzchamar elahim Moadai. Heim yomru mo'adai mikudash mikudash. So treizim ne'ilam ali d'chsev mikrai kodesh. Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok omer im lo nira bizmano im mikachino. So it turns out there are multiple shitos. Tanya plimo omer bizmano im mikachino. So shalom bizmano mikachino. So Rashi says, right, that it's, I think, lechazik is the language of Rashi. Let me just check it up. Bizmano im mikachino. So she'enu tzara chizuk, right? But shalom bizmano to say that, you know, it's a chodesh me'ubar, and we're going to be Mekadesh the month, so that's because we want to be Mechazik. It's a much less fundamental role. You almost wonder for Plimo, are these just Asmachtos Bialma, as opposed to Dinim Doraisa? It seems to have a very secondary, insignificant role for Kiddush, that you're just trying to be Mechazik, that it really is a new month. So Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Reb Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Benkach, Uvenkach, Hen, Mekadshino, So, Shenemar, V'kidashtem eish nasa chamishim, shanim etam akadesh, v'yatam akadesh chadashim, amr b'yudam b'shmoa, lach Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok, as is reported in the Mishnah, Reb Lazar Reb Tzadok, right, that is the halacha, im lo nira b'smano, in v'kachin, osu shekvar kitchu shamayim, amr abayaf, ana nami tanina, ru'u bezdin, v'chol Yisrael, nechru eidim, lo yispiku lomer mekudash, ad shechashecha, right, we know the principle is in v'kachin, es achodesh balayla, So hareze mu'ubar. Mu'ubar in mikudash lo. So you don't do the process of kiddush hachodesh once you lost the opportunity to do it on the 30th day. So the Gemara says, not so fast. That might not be the greatest rai in the world. Mu'ubar yitzricha leisal kadayta chamina ho v'ra'u bezdin v'chol yisrael. If pirsuma velo le'abrua, right, since it's a pirsum hadavar, that really is Rosh Chodesh, it's a little bit of a chukko tlula that, you know, Rosh Chodesh is going to have to wait to the next day, kamash mulam, that it has to wait to the next day. You know, which, again, reinforces the idea, elam o'adei Hashem yikrei kodesh atir tikru osam, al tikru osam ela atem. And even the kusim, as we know, held of that rasha. Okay, so dimus tsuros levana hayulo the Rebbe Gamliel, betavlo v'koso v'aliyaso, shebehen maris hadyotos v'omer hachazer ra'iso chazer. So it's a very controversial thing that Rebbe Gamliel had these charts. First of all, at the level of Eidos, why might it be problematic? Just at the level of Eidos, before we get to questions of lo sasu niti, or even Elohei Masicha lo sasu lach nachi.
The leading question, I think, in like modern...
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's obviously the definition of a leading question. You know, was it like this, right? It would be completely inadmissible. And we all know that Dayanim are not allowed to behave that way. It's against the Mefurish and Mishnah and Avos. What does the Mishnah say? That a Dayan cannot possibly conduct himself in such a fashion. Now, this is just put it on the list, right? Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that there isn't a psul karva be'edos hachodesh, right? That we're going to accept echad be, you know, edos hachodesh. We talked about that before. It's a milsa David eligluye. So this is now another item on the list. It seems like very unconventional edos. You'd never be allowed to do this. Which Mishnah Navos am I referring to? Zev, go ahead. Who's Mishnah? Yehuda ben Tabai Omer al tas atzmecha ka'archei hadayanim. You're not allowed to behave as an advocate. Right? So what does it mean? Amongst other things, it means that you have to, you have to play it straight. You can't say, is this what you saw? Yeah, I guess that's what I saw. So the Gemara approaches it from a different point of view, which is about the tsuros per se. Mishari v'aksev lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashai. So Rabbi lo asr Torah lo shamashin she'efshar lasos kemosan. You know, people can't make the moon. Kidatania lo yasa adam bias tavnis heichal. Right, a person shouldn't make the image of the Beis Hamikdash achsadra tavnis ulam, or produce an achsadra in the image of the ulam, a chatzer, keneged azara, a shulchan, keneged shulchan, the shulchan that exists in the Mishkan, menorah, keneged menorah, aval osa, shel chamisha, v'shel shisha, v'shel shmona, v'shel shiva lo yasa, afilu shel sharmine matchos. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, omer af shel eitz lo yasa, kederach shasu malche beis chashmonai, omer lo misham raya, shvodin shel barzel hayu, v'chipum beba'atz. Right, the reason they call them Shvodin, the Balei Tosfos point out, is because the idea of Kaftor Vaferach is only relevant if it's Zahav. I'll put that inside. Had the Kari Lei Shvodin, Tosfos says, Mishum Shalohayu Givim Kaftorim Uprachim Amakein Bo'azah Ki De Isa Be'akol Mitzrayim. But that's the Gemara Menachos. What happened was is that they were very poor at that time. Bring a raya from the Rambam Milan that they were very poor at that time. They couldn't afford a menorah. That was a little bit fancier, that the Yevanim took advantage of them in that regard. Who has it? The Bayis Shenik Shamalchu Yavan, Kazrik Zeres Al Yisrael, Bit Ludasam, Lo Yenichu Osam Lasov, Bit Torah Mitzvos, Upashtu Yadam, Bimamonam, Uvivnoseihem. So, the Gemara says, right, that they were impoverished at that time. So Hashiru Asam Shol Kesev, Chazur Hashiru Asam Shol Zav. Okay. So you can't make things that a human being could theoretically make, like a menorah, a shulchan, building the Beis Hamikdash. Those are the shamashim you can't make. The Levana is outside of that jurisdiction. The Chorah, there's no problem of lo sasuni tu, elohi chasev, elohi zahav, lo sasu lachem, not mitzad avodazara, not mitzad gizera de oraisa. Interesting, right? Gemara seems to indicate pretty clearly that you don't need to have zahav in the menorah. What's the only element of the menorah that is ma'akev? Yeah, Elon?
Rickshaw.
Right. I've kind of probably gone a little bit overboard drilling that into you guys, right? At the beginning of Balos, Chavzema, Seyav, Naram, Miksha, Zahav, Edirichad, Bircha, Miksha, Hir, Kamara, Asher, Hera, Hashem, Esmosha, Kena, Sasa, Minora, right? The Ramban says, you know, go back over the din of Miksha, because that's the only tzad which is Li'ikuva. Okay. So the Gemara then challenges, and it says, "V'shamashem she'efshal asosin kimosan like the moon, mishar v'atani lo sasun iti elo echasav elo ezahav lo sasun lechem lo sasun kidmus shamashaya mishamshin lefanai b'maram." And human being can't really create the sun, right? You can't create the moon or the stars. Some Rabbaya lo asr Torah lo dmus arbo apanim v'hadi hadadei. So Rabbaya says he thinks it's only the Maisa Merkava, the Demos of the Chayos. So Me'ata Partzuvadim Lechude Tishtari Alamatanya Kola Partzufos Mutar and Chutzmi Partzuvadim. That does not sound like Abai. So Amrav Huna Breda Ravidi Mi Pirke Debai Shmieli Lo Sasun Iti Lo Sasun Osi. Okay? Osi means Merkava, the image of the Shechina as it appeared to Yecheskel. Lo Shar Shamashin Mishari. Right, other celestial objects. V'atani lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamishamshin lefanai b'maram. Kigon ufanim srafim chayos hakodesh malachi ha'asharis. Amar Abaye again, lo asator lo shamashim shemidor ha'elyon, as opposed to those things which are lower down. How many heavens are there according to Chazal? It's the Gemara in Chagiga. Zev?
Seven.
Right. Where are the Chama and Levana situated in that scheme?
Are they in the second one?
Yeah, very good. So they're in the Midor HaTachton, which is the Rekia HaSheni, for those keeping score at home. Okay, so in any event, you know, it seems to be a revised position that maybe it's only those things in the Midor HaElyon, not the Midor HaTachton, the upper echelons, as it were. V'shebe'Midor HaTachton Mishari, v'atani asher ba'shamayim, l'rabos chama levana kol chavi mazalos. Sounds like it's an Isidaraisa. Mimal l'rabos malacha asheris. Kitani ahi la'avdam. So that's only a problem if a person intends on actually worshipping them, right? Here you see the Gemara is trying to figure out the lamdas. Is it really an issue of the tziros mitan atzma? Is it an issue of Odazara? So ila avdam afilu shulshul katanami. So if you plan on worshiping it, then you're back in lo sasa l'chafesel or belohei masicha lo sasa loch, depending on what we're talking about, right? Even a tolas you can't make to worship, right? Doesn't matter, you know, what it would be. It wouldn't have to be some fancy levana. So nechanami detanya asher ba'aretz rabos hari megvos yam in haros afikim, like kafikim anegev springs. Vigayos mitachas rabu shoshul katan. So v'asiyah gridasim yishar v'yatani lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashay misham shalifan. I could go to cham levana kochav mezalos. The Gemara says shani Rav Gamliel de chayrim asulo. You're right. Rav Gamliel couldn't have done it himself, but the isser is production. A chayrim did it for him. Now presumably, you know, if it's a chayrim, so how is it permissible for them? So Rashi says Nachrim. Maybe Nachrim can make tsuros if they're not for purpose of Avodah Zarah. Obviously Nachrim not be allowed to produce Avodah Zarah, but they can make tsuros, right, shalo l'shem Avodah Zarah. It's an interesting possibility. Rav Yehuda de Acherim Asulo, Rav L'Shmuel de Rav Yehuda Shinina, right? He called Rav Yehuda when Rav Yehuda came over after Rav passed away in Surah, and he came to Shmuel. In the hard day, he said to Shinina, Sami Ene Didain. So he had a kind of a chosam, he had a ring with a seal on it that Shmuel thought was problematic, so he wanted him to deface it. So Hasam Chosamo Bole Tava, Umishum Chashad, and there was really a Chashad that maybe was used for Avodah Zarah. The Tanya Tabas Chosmo Boleid Aser Lanicha Umutar Lachdom Ba Chosamo Shokeya. If the Chosam is set in, receded, if it's recessed, that is Mutar Lanicha Aser Lachdom Ba. So Michai Shina Lachashada are really concerned about the Chashad of Avodah Zarah. Well, here be knishta the shafi yosef in the harda. It's a question as to whether that's a proper noun, but basically, who cares in the harda? The havibe on darta, there was a bust of a human being. Tzelem demos hamelach, according to Rashi. The havu ayale ravu shmuel avud shmuel v'levi matzlos and they all daven there. They didn't make a fuss about it. V'lo chayshi lechashada. Nobody was concerned that they were, you know, engaged in avodah zarah. So the Gemara says ravim shiny, you know. Public place is a little bit different. Public place, we're not as much concerned about the chashash or the zavrag. I'm liol yachidu. So the Gemara says, it's very rational. After all, it was kind of a public, you know, place in that respect. It was used for edus, even if it was in his personal, you know, domicile. So iba yaseima de prakim hava. So another possibility in terms of justifying liol was it was just deprakim. Now, question is, what exactly does that mean? Any thoughts? How would this help? IKEA. It was. You could, assemble it and then disassemble it very quickly. And it's, if you're really focused in a very narrow sense, not in the chashash of Urazara, but on the production of these things, right? On a maisa asiya, lo sasuniti, eloi chesev, eloi zahav, lo sasun lachem. If you hold that the violation is really in production per se, you can make the argument, right? Lo sasuniti, this is not nechshav asiya. If it's asiya, right, lefisha, that he would just assemble it momentarily when the edim would come. And you make that case, okay? That's a very significant possibility. You know, the Rambam paskins this way. If you make the tzuros for a particular purpose, like trying to understand, even just trying to understand the avodah zarah, it's mutter, and certainly in this case, it's l'shem mitzvah. So you see, the Gemara was trying to figure out, and these three answers obviously correspond to it, this lo sasu niti, is it a chashad avodah zarah, in which case Ring Leal is probably okay. Is it a problem of production per se, maybe as a gzera d'oraisa, okay? And then, you know, you need an answer like lefrakim, lo silmad lasos, so you're not allowed to learn about it to do it, but since there was an affirmative other purpose for it, dehainu, even a mitzvah purpose, kiddush hachodesh, it would not be subject to that restriction. So the Baal HaTosfos take up exactly this issue. So Sami Ene Didain, let's look at that Tosfos, then we'll go back to the Shani Rung Liel de Acherim Asu. So Sami Ene Didain, so Alma Asu La Shoso, that's what Shmuel was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, Shami Yechazhuash Asu Avra Lo Sasun, that he was guilty of Lo Sasun Iti Lo Yechasev Lo Yezahav, and there apparently was a Chashad, the Chashad that was relevant even for somebody of Rabbi Yehuda's stature. Rung Liel Nami Litzer. Mishani came into Chosamo Bolet. There's something very specific about Rav Yehuda's signet. Chayshina lechashada shemiyomer avodazara huzar, avah chashada de lo sasun lo chayshina. But it wasn't really a specific issue of the tzuros per se. Mefarish ba'alachos gedolos taydi Rav Yehuda betzuras deirakon. Mishum detan perakol tzlami matza kelim aleim tzuras chaman tzuras levana deirakon yolichem liyam melach. That you have to get rid of. Mefarish asam mishum. That there was something specific about the case, again, in Rav Yehuda, that set off Shmuel. Again, we're trying to figure out how much are we concerned about a chashad of avodah zarah, maybe in this particular case, because chosam abole we were, and how much is it just a concern about having these tzuros per se, what the Rambam called the harchaka d'araisa, that a person should be affiliated with these things. So, previous Tosos, Shani Rung Liel de Acher Masu, on that line where Rashi says it was Nachrim, Ravagab Duchol Mile Amiri Lenachri Shvos, Kidemuchach Perak Bez de Moikatan, Afilu de Rabbana Nika Shvos, right? There is such a thing as Shvos to Shvos. Sometimes it's permissible, Mako Mitzvah. Perak Asochar Sapolim Yishbaye Ika Shvos Belav Olo, Gabi Chosin Par. It's an open question that Gemara. What would you say about Amir La'akum for, you know, Losachsum Shorbedisha or something? Vidashba, Hachalo Gazer, Mishum Mitzvah. So Tosa seems to say, okay, Shvos to Shvos, Mako Mitzvah, That would be acceptable. In this case, it's actually Zohar, interestingly, Shemalvin Lenachrim, right? So when we loan to Nachrim, with Ribbis, Umechas Menachov, Bechosem Sholshava, we use a wax seal, Shataloi Beigeres, Delosem Chinan Adirava Kedaprecious. This is a case that maybe we're concerned for a Bayeshi, Tedlopalig Rava, Vimenachrim, maybe Lochosem Yatzma Mutter. So the Nachri would be the one to bring it, then it would be permissible. Presumably because it would be important for you, the Makom Hef said that the shtar should be properly sealed. So it's interesting to think about Amira Lenachri, not in the context of Shabbos. So we know that Amira Lenachri in the context of Shabbos is an Issa Derabanan, and it's a pretty low-level Derabanan. It's considered al pi halacha to be less than doing an Issa Derabanan yourself. And we don't do it willy-nilly, you know, certainly not for an Issa Deraisa, unless it's a Makom Sarach Gadol. But it is interesting to think about the role of Amira Lenachri in the context of other Isurim. So in terms of the Chakira that we've developed today, it's a very obvious point of Nafkamina. If a person thinks that there's really a Chashad of Odazara, then Amira Lenachri cannot possibly help you, right? Because if you're going to possess these things in the end, I don't care who brought them to you, and there's a Chashad of Odazara, I mean, why would the method of delivery, whether it's Amazon or Stevie Lechivi, that, you know, brought you the Avodah Zarah, or the Tzuros, I should say, who in the world cares? You know, it's a Chashad Avodah Zarah in the end. If, right, we're talking about Gzeira Doraisa, we don't really think that you're doing Avodah Zarah, that's for sure. And it's a question of production of these things. So then you can answer, like, Lefrakim, okay, it wasn't really produced. You know, you take them apart. Or somebody else produced them for me. So we're more narrowly focused or more technically oriented towards the production of these things. The Torah said, I'm not allowed to make tzuros even if I have no association of Avodah Zarah. Well, that was the Rambam's position. It's just a gzeira d'oraisa. So if it's a gzeira d'oraisa, gzeira d'oraisa would be subject to various leniencies if I'm not the one to produce them or if they're not really produced, right? You know, it just like in Gozer and gzeira l'gzeira, the scope of the gzeira d'oraisa would obviously be subject, you know, to some degree of interpretation. Now, it's interesting, you know, also Tosfos here appealing to the idea of Shvus D'Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So I was just considering this. I'll raise a shiloh for you guys. I did not think there were grounds to be made.